This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. ship with equipment for building a pier is on its way to Gaza as part of a plan to ramp up aid, AP correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports.
The efforts began just 2 days after President Joe Biden announced plans to ramp up aid deliveries by sea to the besieged enclave, where thousands of Palestinians have been going hungry. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinian casualties continue to rise. In Khan Yunis, more than a dozen people were killed after an Israeli shelling.
Allahu Akbar.
Footage captured by the AP shows relatives praying for their lost loved ones outside a local hospital. The victims included women, children, and disabled people. Israel rarely comments on specific incidents during the conflict and has held Hamas responsible for civilian casualties, claiming that the militants placed themselves in crowded neighborhoods. I'm Rika N. Garcia.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An Italian military plane took off from Cairo on Sunday with injured children from Gaza on board. The injured children will be treated at Italian pediatric hospitals. The youngest patient is a 4-month-old baby, according to the Italian Defense Ministry. The U.S. military has flown in forces to beef up security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti and evacuate non-essential personnel. The U.S. Southern Command said Sunday the aircraft flew directly into the embassy compound, meaning it involved helicopters. Southcom was careful to point out no Haitians were on board the military aircraft that seemed aimed at quashing any reports of senior government officials possibly leaving Haiti as the gang attacks in Haiti worsen. This is VOA News. There will be no truce for Ramadan in Sudan's conflict, a senior Sudanese army general said on Sunday, unless the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces leaves civilian homes and public facilities. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
In his statement, General Yasser al-Atta cited recent military advances by the army in Omdurman, part of Sudan's wider capital. At the weekend, Sudanese army soldiers could be seen walking in Omdurman's Wad Nubari neighborhood. For much of the conflict, the army has been on the back foot, but in February claimed its first major advances as it seized parts of Omdurman. It now says it has succeeded in connecting its two main bases in the city. War between the army and the RSF erupted in April 2023, amid tensions over a plan for a transition to civilian rule. The UN says the violence has left nearly 25 million people, half of Sudan's population, needing aid.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Chad's junta-appointed prime minister announced Sunday he would contest presidential elections set for May 6, just days after incumbent General Mohamed Idriss Deby Itno announced his own candidacy. Success Masra, a former opposition leader, returned from exile and signed a reconciliation deal with Deby Itno before becoming premier this year. The opposition says Masra's candidacy is a ploy to give an appearance of diversity in a vote the junta chief is certain to win, with his main rivals dead or in exile. Turkish Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya says police have detained 33 people suspected of ties to the Islamic State group who were allegedly preparing attacks ahead of the country's local elections. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
In his statement, General
Yerlikaya said the suspects were preparing and searching for action before the upcoming local elections. He made that post on X, formerly Twitter, on Sunday. Nationwide elections are due to be held on March 31st. Counterterrorism police in northwest Turkey recovered weapons, cash, and organizational documents during raids. Yerlikaya said, "We will not tolerate any terrorist. We will continue our fight uninterruptedly with the superior efforts of our security forces." Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Torrential rains have triggered flash floods and a landslide on Indonesia's Sumatra Island, killing at least 19 people and leaving 7 others missing. Mud, rocks, and uprooted trees rolled down a mountain and reached a river that burst its banks and tore through mountainside villages in West Sumatra Province. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.